1 minute, 30 seconds. Here we go.
High school basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company, is on the air. TexasSportsProductions.com brings you our 24th year of the best in San Antonio area high school basketball. This broadcast is being brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Branded Tees, Awards Mart, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also by these Alamo Heights supporters, Parker Plaza, Order Up Pizza, and Offenheiser Insurance. And now, let's go to the game on TexasSportsProductions.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the...
Hello, everyone. That was the fake Dave Parker. This is the real Dave Parker, coming to you live from Alamo Convocation Center alongside Danny Porch and Mark Supase and the Hall of Famer David Klaus. We're going to bring you tonight's ball game between the Sam Houston and, make sure I say this right, Hurricanes and not the Cherokees. Because I for many years, Danny and Mark, they were the Cherokees to me.
That's right, Dave.
All right.
Your mascot.
You missed last week. Danny, we'll let you have the first word.
Well, you know, this is a big ball game for the Mules. Right now, it's a five-team race for four playoff spots, and this would keep the Mules right in the middle of that hunt and put a four-way tie for second place if they could get this win. I think the key tonight for the Mules is to limit turnovers and then figure out a way to generate some offense. In the last game I did with you guys against Brackenridge, the offense just disappeared in the second half, and they couldn't even get a good look at the basket, much less score a basket. So I think handling the pressure and generating some offense tonight will be a key for the Mules to get a win here against Sam Houston.
Mark?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, you look at the Hurricanes, you look at their lineup, they've got four players, really, who can get points for you on the floor. So they can score from a number of different positions. The Mules are going to have to play a really solid defensive game tonight if they're going to win this one. The Hurricanes come in 5-1 in district. They're tied for first. Their only loss is a two-point setback to Brackenridge, the team leading the district right now. This is a very good ball team. Having said that, Mules just one game behind them, and these are the games, Dave and Danny, that you have to win as you're in the heart of district play in order to compete for a playoff spot.
Well, I totally agree. You know, you're in a situation where you have a basketball team that doesn't really have a prolific score. Bryseck and Jekyll are the best scorers on the team, but they don't have a number one guy that's going to put 20 on the board for you that you can depend on. So it's got to be scoring by committee. And when you have that situation, if one or two of those guys go cold, you're in deep something.
That's right.
All right, well, we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by, presented by John Wayne Service Company on the Texas Sports Productions.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Alum Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company. Our reputation is in every truck. 293-6790.
License number TACLN-1785C.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
Uni. Hello, this is Dave Parker from Alamo Convocation Center on the pregame show with Coach Andrew Brewer of the Alamo Heights Mules. Game tonight against the first place, Sam Houston. I'm not going to call them Cherokees.
You
the
can
Hurricanes.
Call them Cherokees. I call them Cherokees in practice. See,
Coach, you said it last year, too.
They're still the Cherokees. They're still. They're always the Cherokees.
And you had a good game on Friday.
We did. We came from behind, and we got to the rim, and we made some free throws. And, you know, it was the first time that I can recall in a long time, maybe ever this year, where we got a lead, and we kept it. And we spread the floor, and we made the other team scramble to foul us and speed us up. And we got to the free throw line and made layups to push the lead from four, you know, with about 3 minutes to go, to nine, to kind of take control. And that felt really, really good. I was really proud of them for that. It was huge. It was huge. And now we got a big week this week to finish up the first round and, see what we can do.
Well, you know, Sam Houston's 5-1 in district, but they played some really close ball games.
Well, it's been every year. Since Coach Coleman's been there, he plays everybody early, and they will have a 4-12 record going into district every year. And then you look up, and they're like, 17-14 going into the playoffs, every year, and they go a couple of rounds. That's just the way he likes to do things, and our guys know that. We talked about it a lot, in our scout this morning. We said that they normally start turning the corner around this time. They start getting really, really good. We saw it last year where we went to their place. They didn't play great, didn't shoot it great. We beat them in the first round, the second round, last game of the year. They came to our last home game of the year. They came to our place and gave us all we could handle and ended up beating us. So we know that they're gonna be ready.
All right, Coach, what do you want to do tonight?
Well, we got to do a couple things. We got to protect the paint defensively. We can't allow a lot of paint touches. We have got to make them guard us. We can't take quick shots. We got to move the ball, and then attack. And then we got to be great in defensive transition. We got to sprint back. We normally do a pretty good job of that. We had some letdowns against Brack in defensive transition, but normally we do a pretty fair job. Charlie DeWitt's big on that, getting back and not allowing runouts. But if we do those three things, I think we got a great chance.
All right, Coach, well, good luck. I know you do well. You always do. This has been Dave Parker on the pregame show.
T-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number 2XCLA
1785C. This is Bobby.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker, alongside Mark Supase and the Hall of Famer David Klaus and Danny Porch. Fellas, you know, this is a ball team, the Alamo Heights Mules right now, in search of themselves. Just speak to that, Mark.
Well, you know, last time we saw the Mules in action was last week at this time, and of course that was a game that, you know, they battled well, but they ended up falling in the second half. And we talked about, I remember at halftime, how they needed to come out and continue to play with the intensity that we saw in the first half, because it was like a four-point game at halftime. And what happened was, basically, Brackenridge just ran away with it in the third quarter. They came out. They didn't look particularly focused. They didn't shoot the ball well. They didn't take good shots. And I think tonight, this is a team that needs to start showing that it's maturing. It's a team that needs to show, look, we're basically halfway through district now. We're more than halfway through our season. And we need to start playing our game. We need to take good shots. We need to play solid defense. And so I'm really looking tonight to see, does this team start to show signs of maturing and playing smart basketball? Because that's what it's going to take to beat this team tonight.
Danny?
I agree. They kind of got rattled a little bit up against the pressure the other day. And I guarantee you're going to see pressure coming from the Hurricanes, because that's just what they do. And so you're going to have to handle the pressure in the backcourt and in the front court when you get there, and really get some shots tonight and execute their offense and get the looks that they need. The other day against Brack, they weren't even getting those looks. So it was tough for them to score the basketball, and ended up, you're not going to win many district ball games in this district with 34 points.
Well, talking about Sam, Dejon Heights is their leading scorer at 12 points. Aviar Smith is at 7.6. Jesus Alonso is at 10.9. And Theo Graham Logan at 9 points a game. Those are their leading scores. You know, for the Alamo Heights Mules, of course, we talked about Braden Jekyll at 11.8. And Jeb Brysek at 11.8 as well. So those are the guys that you're going to hear about tonight. All right, closing thoughts, Mark?
Well, two things that jumped out at me from what Coach Brewer said in his pregame interview. One is they've got to protect the paint tonight. They can't allow the Hurricanes to get easy shots in the paint. So they've got to do that, number one. I'm going to be watching for that early in this ball game, moving their feet on defense, keeping them out of the paint. Number two, he talked about defense, transition defense. So this team is going to try to push the Mules. They've got to match up in transition. They've got to shut down the transition. They've got to eliminate the fast break opportunities. So those are the two things I'm looking for, and I think those are going to be keys for the Mules tonight.
All right. Well, tonight we're on the Frostbank pregame show, and Jay Mora is one of our officials, and he works for Frostbank, and he played football for me at Harlandale. Danny, your final thoughts.
Who's that third scorer going to be for the Mules? Braden Jakeley's going to get his points, and I think Jeb will get his. Who's the third guy that's going to step up and be the one that pushes us over the top as far as scoring is concerned?
You know, that's a really good point, and we've seen Weston Voss do that sometimes, as well as Donovan Phillips. But you're right. I mean, they need somebody else to come in, and Kobe Love can score.
Yeah, I think Kobe Love may be the wild card here. If he has a big night tonight, his athleticism can play with the Hurricanes better than just about anybody else we have on the floor.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a moment. You've been listening to the Frostbank pregame show. And we are presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Dotsenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Every 2 minutes in the U.S., someone is injured in a drunk driving crash. Nearly one-third of all traffic deaths in the U.S. are caused by drunk drivers. If you're hurt in a drunk driving accident, an experienced attorney can help you assess the damage and help recover maximum compensation for your injuries. Thomas J. Henry has significant experience in handling auto accident cases involving impaired or drunk drivers. Call now, 210-656-1000, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
North Park Lincoln is a proud supporter of high school athletics, and we're excited about the 2020 Lincoln Aviator. If you like the luxuriousness of Navigator, but prefer something a little bit smaller, the all-new three-row Aviator may be for you. North Park Lincoln is a J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience, and our staff is committed to welcoming you always with a smile and our transparent, no-hassle posted pricing. We're North Park Lincoln, online at nplincoln.com. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center on the Frostbank pregame show. Dave Parker here alongside Mark Supase and Danny Porch. Mark, talk to us about Order Up.
You know, Dave, there's nothing quite like a freshly made burger or a stone-fired pizza or maybe a made-from-scratch taco using only the finest ingredients. And that's what you're going to find at Order Up right here at Alamo Heights. Lincoln Heights Shopping Center, owned by David Galbraith. I've known David almost all of his life. He's an amazing restaurateur, and he has an amazing menu. I encourage everybody listening tonight, maybe after the game, head on over to Order Up. Maybe grab one of their fresh-baked homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, now, you see, we've been pushing those chip cookies, and we haven't seen them yet.
Well, I'm teasing you. I'm drawing it out. But seriously, Order Up. It's got some of the best food in all of Alamo Heights, located right there in the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center. Stop by and tell them that we sent you.
Okay, we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll come back with basketball.
Hi, folks. Joel Dolly here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker, Mark Supice, and Danny Porch, and the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. Introducing the starters right now at the game is Jay Tope, San Antonio Sports. And the starter will be Dejon Heights, Timothy Mata, Jesus Alonso, Theo Graham Logan. I missed the first starter. Did y'all get it?
Dejon Heights was it. He skipped number two, but number three was sitting on the bench at that time.
Okay, well, Darren Bimacki, then we'll go with him. Now starters for the Alamo Heights Mules will be Braden Jakely, Charlie DeWitt, Jeb Brysack, Weston Voss is one of the starters for this evening. And as we said, Brysack. All right, that's the starting five for the Alamo Heights Mules. Mark, we're ready for some basketball.
Ready for a big district game tonight, Dave. And as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, this is a really important opportunity for the Mules to not only beat one of the teams above them, but really put themselves right back into the playoff mix. So key game here tonight for the Mules.
Danny, any final thoughts?
Yeah, just this first two or three minutes, just getting off to a good start, building their confidence, I think, will be important so that they can stay in the ballgame throughout.
All right, so Mike Shoemaker and Danny and Jay Mora and Mr. Colin on the court for us from the San Antonio chapter of basketball officials. Jumping will be DeWitt.
How often does your point guard do your jump center?
Not very often. DeWitt is going to be jumping against Timothy Mata. And both teams in a defensive jump. What? Excuse me. Is okay, it's passed over to Heights, and Heights is and it's not Alamo Heights, but it's Timothy Heights. And Govan is number four.
Good defense that time by the Mules. Govan drove into the paint.
And
they drew the foul, though.
They drew the offensive foul.
DeWitt brings the ball up for the Mules.
And Colby Love over to DeWitt on the left wing. Back to Brysack in the middle. He dribble drives, gets knocked out of bounds by Sam Houston. It'll be Heights ball on the side. DeWitt inbound. DeWitt passes in to Brysack. And Charlie DeWitt drives. No, I think that's something, and gets his own rebound and puts it back in. DeWitt needs to be more aggressive.
I agree. That was a great penetration that time by DeWitt. Got his own rebound, put it back in. Mules up 2-0 here early going.
All right, so the ball is outside to Alonzo. Back over to Heights. Heights takes it out front and sets it up. The Mules in a man-to-man. Heights goes to the bucket and scores a basket. Well, Brysack gets knocked down.
Sam Houston got the layup that time, and that's exactly what we were talking about pregame. Voss didn't move his feet quickly enough. They got an easy bucket in the paint. We got to be better.
All right, Colby Love outside. Back over to Jakely. Almost lost, but Colby Love saves it. Passes it over to Jakely. Takes a shot from three, and boom, nothing but net. Braden Jakely puts a three-er up. Boy, I tell you what, we need more of that.
Pretty shot that time by Jake Lee. Mules up 5-2.
All right, now with the ball is Heights, and that's Dejan Heights. He takes a shot. It's off, and the Mules rebound. Good block out.
Looked like the Mules switched to a 2-3 on that possession.
So they switched it down the court. And DeWitt dribbling out front over to Brysack, over to Kobe Love on the right wing. Back to Brysack and Voss on the high post. Back to Brysack. Makes a move, does Voss. And it's going to be a foul called.
Another good move in the paint that time by Alamo Heights. Voss got the ball down on the left-hand block. Nice drop step to the baseline, was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot.
Theo Graham Logan with his first foul. And Voss misses the first. The score is 5-2, 5:40 to go here in the first period of play from the Alamo Convocation Center.
Good crowd here tonight, guys. Fans for both teams showing up here at the Convocation Center. Mules, of course, in their white.
Short, but Voss gets the rebound. Go ahead, white uniforms.
Just saying, the white uniforms with the blue and gold trim here as the home team.
And Sam Houston in their greens. DeWitt on the wide side goes into the post. Voss back outside to Kobe Love. He takes a three, and it's no good. And rebound off to the Hurricanes. Quickly up the court. Alonzo takes a shot. It's no good. Ball is blocked. And a second offensive rebound for the Hurricanes. And they're going to have to cut that out, Danny.
Yeah, they can't give them second possessions.
All right, it's 5-2 here. Alonzo with the ball out front. He's doubled up, and DeWitt gets a steal, passes it ahead to Jake Lee, and he gets, misses the rebound, the layup. It's going to be, wow, should be Alamo Heights ball, but I'm not sure what they're going to call. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on the Texas Sports Productions.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaelig Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker alongside Mark Supasett and Danny Porch in the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. Mules lead 5-2, 4:42 to go in the first period of play. Sam Houston runs the weave, and Alonzo goes to the bucket, and a nice underhand layup scores the basket. Brysack with the ball. Ball gets kicked by Sam Houston. It'll be Heights ball on the side to inbound.
On that last bucket by the Hurricanes, we again saw them penetrate into the paint, and that's something that Coach talked about before the game. We've got to do a better job stopping those penetrations if we're not going to give them the easy buckets.
And DeWitt will inbound underneath the basket. Love takes a shot over Heights, and I tell you what, that was a beautiful shot by Colby Love. We talked about that earlier, Danny.
Yeah, nice little turnaround.
And Heights shows a finger roll. A very good move. He has the bright green tennies. They're looking pretty cool. Brysack goes to the bucket. Packages outside to Jekyll. He drives. No call. A lot of contact there. Heights all the way up the court. And puts it in. And there's going to be an end one. You know, old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. The foul's going to go on Charlie DeWitt.
Yeah, Charlie was kind of put in a no-win situation there, three-on-one situation. He probably just should have let it go instead of giving up a three-point play.
Well, you either got to let it go or you got to foul him.
Stop it completely. Yeah, you got to do one or the other.
It's either or. Stop it or get out of the way. 3:56 to go off, and DeWitt with a rebound outside to Jakely. Jakely back to DeWitt, scores 8-7 in favor of Sam Houston at this point. Inside to Voss at the high post. And have substitution for the Mules, and Brysack hits a three-pointer.
Really pretty shot again that time by the Mules.
Donovan Phillips in for the Mules. And there's a three-pointer up, and it's no good. Rebound to Jakely. Quickly up the court go the Mules. Jakely passes it off to Phillips. Phillips back to Jakely, up to Brysek at the top of the key. And to Voss at the high post. Gets knocked out of his hands, but DeWitt, he got knocked down, but no call. And a good pass inside.
We see time and time again here, the Hurricanes want to push, they want to run tempo, and they're doing that so far. Mules have got to slow them down in transition.
Aviar Smith with a basket that ties it up at 10s. Quick hands for the Cherokees, excuse me, the Hurricanes. I knew I'd do that, Danny.
I knew you would too.
And DeWitt driving to the basket, puts it up, no good. Tried to force that one, I'm afraid. Heights, DeJohn Heights back up the court quickly. Aviar Smith with a ball. And number 23, Theo Graham Logan says, I got a wide open shot over here. This is they go from 2-3 to switch it around. Logan shoots, and it's good. That'll put the Hurricanes ahead, 12-10, 2:04 to go in the opening stanza.
Yeah, no fault to the Mules defense that time, just a really good shot.
And Jakely passes to Brysek, a good give and go, and boy, that was a pretty pass.
Love to see the aggressiveness by the Mules.
And Alonzo shoots, it's no good. Puts it back up, rebound off to Jakely, quickly up the court. He brings it out, slows it down a little bit, goes to DeWitt, back over to Jakely. Jakely goes to the basket, a reverse layup, does not go. Wow, that was a nice move. 12-12 here. And we'll have a foul on DeWitt. That'll be his second foul.
And once again, that was a transition foul. The Hurricanes pushing the ball up the court quickly.
And DeWitt will have to come out. Kobe Love back into the ball game, along with Kobe Williams into the ball game, and Harrison Anthus.
Key stretch here for the Mules defensively without several starters on the court.
Mules are really playing a midline defense. When that ball's on the one side of the floor, the backside is all in the lane, but so far they still haven't been able to stop the penetration.
And that ball is put up by DeJohn Heights, and it's no good. Long pass down court. Donovan Phillips did a good job catching it. Out to Kobe Love. And Brysek takes a long three. Boom! Nothing but net. 15-12 favor of the Mules. Back down to DeJohn Heights quickly as the Hurricanes move it very fast up the court. 46 seconds to go in the quarter. And the shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound off to Kobe Love. And they want to take one shot here with 30 seconds to go and a three-point lead.
Mules in no hurry here.
They pass it outside to Anthus and then over to Donovan Phillips. And out front is Brysek inside to the high post. Oh, and he throws it out of bounds. That was Colby Williams.
Yeah, he thought his man was going to be there on the wing, and he had moved and just threw it out of bounds. Unforced error there, 9 seconds to go.
And Heights brings it up. Nice pass inside, and that's a basket. That was a beautiful assist by Heights, and it'll be Darren Mackey.
Oh! Almost hit a three-quarter court shot there, Dave.
Almost a three-quarter court shot, but that ends the quarter. 15-14, favor of the Mules. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
T-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political T-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. 4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening at Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Elm Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
This is Bobby.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker, Mark Supersett, and Danny Porch along the side the Hall of Famer. Mules will take possession here in the second period, 15-14.
Mules shot 43% in the first quarter from two-point land, 75%, Dave, 3 of 4 from the three-point range in the first quarter.
And outside, out in front, is Donovan Phillips over to Brysack. Brysack, a move, you know, and that throw inside. Just a little bit of miscommunication going on right now with the Mules.
Yeah, Kobe was coming up to set his pick that time, and Brysack thought he was going to post up, so it just kind of sailed over his head.
All right, so up the court is, for the Hurricanes, is Darren Mackey, over to Alonzo. Back to Alonzo. Alonzo drives, can't find anybody. Ball is blocked and stolen by the Mules. And that was a good play by Colby Williams.
That's three consecutive turnovers on the Mules. We can't give away possessions.
Yeah, Jekyll just got a little excited that time, threw it over the head of his man out of bounds.
All right, so go ahead.
I was a first quarter shooting stats for the Hurricanes, Dave. 7 of 13 from 2 for 54%, 0 of 1 in their only three-point attempt. Obviously 0% there.
All right, Alonzo in. Good move, but can't make the bucket. Another spin, and a foul is going to be called on Colby Williams. 6:53 to go here in the first period of play. Excuse me, in the second period of play. 15-14, Mules.
Alonzo at the line.
And Alonzo misses the first.
That's Tayshaun Prince, 21.
Tayshaun Prince.
Sorry, I saw 11, but you're right, it is 21 from this angle. Hard to see.
Jajuan. He misses both. Brysack with a rebound. Up court, passes it over to Jakely. With DeWitt out, he ends up splitting the point guard duties with Brysack and with Jakely. A long shot up by Donovan Phillips. Boom! Nothing but net.
Mules continue to be hot from downtown right now, Dave.
That's the third three-pointer, I believe. Fourth three-pointer.
Four of five.
He goes inside, and he was wide open. Was
another bucket in the paint that time by the Hurricanes.
Graham Logan with that bucket. Bringing it up is Jakely. He's covered by Graham Logan. Over to Brysack. Inside to the post, Colby Williams. Long shot up, Brysack. Boom! Nothing but net. They are on fire! 21-16 favor of the Mules. Keep that up, and this will be a good win for the Mules.
Absolutely. Mules need to keep playing defense, though. They're in their 2-3 right now. Need to keep them out of the paint.
Alonzo passes it over and goes deep, and it's no good. And that's out of bounds off the Mules.
That's a tough break right there because they were in position for that rebound, and two of them bounced it off their hands.
Darren Mackey took that three-point shot. Alonzo's going to come out of the ball game. And John O'Neill into the ball game. Also playing is Jordan Blackstone. Blackstone with the ball. Passes it off to Mackey. Mackey goes back inside to Graham Logan. He goes to the bucket, shoots it, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Sam Houston.
Mules did a great job that time crowding the high post. They had three men around, 21 Prince at the top of the key, not allowing him to get the ball. And you see the result was a turnover there because they forced a less than ideal shot.
Boss back into the ball game for the Mules. 5:22 to go. 5-point lead for the Mules here in the first half. Pass inside. Oh, beautiful pass over to Donovan Phillips. Then back over to Jakely. He takes another three. It's no good this time.
So great ball movement that time, though.
They really move the ball around nicely. Out to Graham Logan. And over Heights, Deron Heights is taking a break. Dejon Heights, he's their best player. Okay, well, the sun shines here. Nice pass inside, but no good. Another rebound, offensive rebound. And another rebound. Two offensive rebounds on that possession, Mark.
Yeah, they let Prince get inside position. He got the rebound, put it in for the easy layup. Can't do that.
21-18. Jakely with the ball. Over to Donovan Phillips. Inside to Brysack. Brysack stops and gets hammered a couple of times. Donovan Phillips shoots a three. It's no good, but a nice rebound in by Colby Love. It's blocked. Oh,
he had his man, Dave.
That was a pass from Brysack intended for Donovan Phillips. And, wow.
A little too much mustard on that one.
Yeah. All right. Mackey brings it up court for the Hurricanes. 3:57 to go. Pass over to Blackstone. And a shot is up. It's no good. And once again, another offensive rebound for the Hurricanes. But the shot is missed. And Colby Love gets the rebound. Donovan Phillips up the court on the left side. Pass inside, but stolen by Blackstone. And a good layup there by Mackey.
Another transition bucket that time for the Hurricanes.
That makes the score 21-20.
And the Mules just had a baseline turnover before they could get the ball inbounds.
So they had a little confusion there. There's going to be a timeout, a full timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to high school basketball. It's 21-20, favor of the Mules. And presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Dotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 5,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck. 293-6700.
License number 2ACLX 1785C.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker, Mark Supase, and Danny Porch. 21-20, favor of the Mules. Dejon Heights is back into the game for the Hurricanes. Back over to Mackey.
Mules have switched back to man-to-man.
Yeah, and they've got Brysack on Dejon Heights. And that's a tough assignment. Goes over to Blackstone. Blackstone covered there by... And a nice steal inside by Voss. And there's going to be a foul called. And that'll go on Jordan Blackstone. His first foul.
Good job that
team
time.
Team third.
Voss got the rebound, drew the foul. Mules need to just settle down on the offensive end now. They need to not force the ball and just work their offense.
And Heights, ball's knocked out of bounds, but Heights remains full court pressure by the Hurricanes.
This is the first time we've seen pressure in the ball game. I think this is a key stretch here for the Mules.
Nice pass off to Brysack. He goes the length of the court, and it's blocked. I tell you what, that was some sky ability right there by Joswan Prince.
Yeah, he got up and basically took it off the backboard.
And turnover there. They can do it too, I guess. 2:44 to go, 21-20, favor of the Mules. Blackstone comes out. Alonzo comes back in. And Mackey trying to tie his shoe. He's covering Jakely at the point. And Colby Love on the left wing passes it inside to Donovan Phillips. He makes a nice move, finger rolled, does not go, but rebound and ball goes in. That's Weston Voss with a basket.
He earns the and one there, Dave. Nice aggressiveness on his part to stay with it, put it back up and in. A chance to extend the lead to four here with 2.5 remaining before the half.
And Darius Govan comes back into the ball game. And Voss trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, Danny.
Yep.
And he does.
Bounces it in.
Got a shooter's bounce on that. Dejon Hartz brings it up the court. And he goes over to Mackey. Mackey covered by Jakely. And Brysack again on Dejon Hartz. Heights.
Neal staying in their man defense.
And it looked like a travel there, but not called. And Coach Brewer sure thought it was. And Dejon Mackey makes the basket. Over to Colby Love on the right wing. Back out to Jakely on the front of the key. Back inside to Voss. Voss goes, misses a shot, but had a good move, good look. And Graham Logan almost loses it out of bounds. Now Alonzo controls. Dejon Hartz goes to the basket, and it's good. He has very quick first step.
Really good job that time by the Hurricanes, spreading the defense out, moving the ball, and penetrating for the easy bucket.
That ties the score at 24s. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Inside to Brysack. He shoots, no good. And Colby Loves tries to rebound, but Graham Logan comes out with it. Dejon Hartz with the ball. And they got that one wrong. It went off of Alonzo. But Mike Shoemaker asking for help.
You know, Dave, with a minute and 5 left, score tied. And Danny said this earlier. I think this is a really important stretch for the Mules. They've played pretty well this half. Kind of had a little bit of gotten raggedy here at the end with some turnovers and not the best shots in the world. Only 1 of 7 from the field here.
Dejon Hartz to inbound to Graham Logan. Back outside to Alonzo. A minute to go in the first half. 24-24. And the official on the outside says it's my call for the last second shot. You get to hear the little signals that go on by officials just because I've been around it. 40 seconds to go. They're going to try to go for that last shot of the half.
Mule staying with the man defense here.
And Mackey out front dribbling. And Mule's content to stay off the ball. They do have a man defense on, Danny.
Yeah, they'll probably spread the floor and try to get some penetration here at the end.
And outside to Graham Logan, outside again to Mackey on the left wing. Alonzo with the ball, looks like he traveled. Nice pass, and there's going to be an offensive foul. And that's a great play. I believe that was Brysack. It was after the pass was thrown.
Yeah, because otherwise they had a layup on the backside right there. So that was a huge, huge play for the Mules to keep this tied score.
Stood in there and took the charge.
And that was big. So the Mules have 3.28 seconds to go to get a shot off.
You can see why in the old days we called those Purple Hearts. Because he had to stand in there and earn that one.
They're going to question how much time is on the clock.
Yeah, the clock did run for a couple of seconds after the whistle. I don't know if they're going to put anything
and
back on.
They decided not to. And the ball comes in to Jakely. And he is not going to get a shot off. Half is going to end at 24-24. We'll be back in a moment with the Halftime Show presented by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. You're listening to High School Baseball. This isn't baseball season yet. Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door, and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars. Millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and we'll pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
North Park Mazda is the number one Mazda dealer in San Antonio and a proud recipient of the J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence for Customer Sales Experience. To get low Kalig Auto Group posted pricing with North Park Mazda's sales and service excellence, just visit us at our modern, friendly, and convenient location at 9333 San Pedro. North Park Mazda, proud supporters of high school athletics. For J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE. Based on new and certified pre-owned Mazda sales in 2018 from MNAO.
Hi, folks. Joel Dolly here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
When injuries happen, you want an experienced physician. At the Sports Medicine Associates of SA, our primary goal is to provide you with the highest level of orthopedic care with compassion and understanding. Whether you're in your prime or just want to maintain an active lifestyle, our promise, every athlete, every injury, means we are committed to ensuring each decision is made in your best interest. Sports Medicine Associates of SA has several locations. Give us a call, 210-699-8326, to take the first step on your path to recovery.
Hello, I'm Dave Parker alongside Mike Smart Supase and Danny Port. We are at halftime, 24-24. And it just like to mention Oppenheiser and Company Insurance. You know, insurance should come from a friend. It should be come from someone you trust and that has been doing business for a long time. Oppenheiser has been in the business for 136 years. They're a trusted choice for home, auto, business, farm, and ranch. Protect what you love with someone you can count on. Contact John Hanna or Ross Armon today, or just stop by and say hello. Oppenheiser and Company Insurance, serving you since 1882. All right, well, let's go to David Klaus for a moment and go ahead and pass his mic over to him and let him go over the halftime stats. Okay, you ready, David?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, team stats, Alma Heights from the field shooting 27%, 4-15. But from the free throw line, 5 of 8, 62%. That's keeping them in the game. Free throws, 1 of 3, 33%. Sam Houston, 12 of 23 from the field. That's 52%. And they have yet to hit a three-pointer or free throws. Individually, Alamo Heights Braden Jakely, 3 points. Charlie DeWitt, 2 points. Weston Voss, 3 points. Donovan Phillips hit a three-pointer. He has 3 points. Colby Williams played, did not score. Neither did Harrison Anthus. Jeb Bryzak, leading scorer of the game, 11 points, and Kobe Love has 2. For the Sam Houston Hurricanes, Dejon Heights has 8, Aviar Smith 2, Deron Mackey 6, Jesus Alonso 2 points, Prince 2 points, and Theo Graham Logan 4 points. Nobody's in foul trouble, Dave, for the Cherokees, the Hurricanes. Alonso.
You did it too.
You made me do it.
I knew it was
Alonso, 2 fouls, and Charles DeWitt has 2 fouls. So nobody's really in foul trouble there. But we're a tie score, 24-24. Alma Heights outscored them in the first quarter, 15-14. And then the Hurricanes outscored the Mules 10-9 in the second quarter.
Thoughts, David?
Don't have any, really. No, the three-pointers are keeping...
Well, we knew that, but try to say something about the game.
Yeah, Alma Heights' three-pointers are keeping them in the game. They need to prevent second shots from the Hurricanes. Yes, and Hurricanes have been playing down low, and the size advantage is evident, but Alma Heights just needs to be a little bit more patient. And they've been moving the ball real well. It's just they just can't get the ball to drop. But I don't know, head fake, and you never know. But they're doing pretty well. It's a even game, tight game, good game.
All right. Well, thank you, David. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Halftime Show presented by Stephen Reeves Farmers Insurance, 24-24 here from the Alamo Convocation Center.
In 2016 alone, 2.9 million U.S. workers were injured on the job. Construction, transportation, manufacturing, oil and gas, and agriculture were among the most dangerous industries for workplace accidents. These accidents can cause life-altering injuries and lead to loss of work and income for families. If you were injured in a workplace accident, call Thomas J. Henry today. 210-656-1000, San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Mark, talk to me about Order Up. And let's not bring up the chocolate chip cookies. Let's just go with their other good thing.
All right, I won't tempt you any further. Order Up, located right there in the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center in the heart of Alamo Heights. Outstanding fresh-made burgers, stone-fired pizzas, and, of course, those tacos that they make. They've got some of the best-tasting food anywhere. Great place to take a family, great place for a business lunch, or even breakfast. They've got breakfast tacos.
Yeah, they're open for breakfast, yeah.
They've got breakfast tacos as well. So do yourself a favor. After the game, or maybe tomorrow morning, stop by, grab something to eat. You'll be glad you did. Tell them we sent you. Order Up right there at Lincoln Heights Shopping Center.
All right, thank you so much. Danny, thoughts on what the Mules have to do in the second half?
Well, they just need to eliminate some of the turnovers. We had a stretch there where we had 5 turnovers in 6 possessions. You need to eliminate those turnovers. Get back in transition defense. I know Coach Brewer mentioned it in the pregame. The ball is beating them down the floor right now, and it's because it's not being dribbled. It's passed. And so they're getting a lot of 3-on-1, 3-on-2 looks that the Mules need to get back on to stop that and also stop the second shots. I think if they do those 3 things, I think they'll stay right in this ball game all the way to the end.
Okay, when you talk about transition and how to stop that, you know, you have to stop what? You have to be able to stop that outlet pass.
Yeah, to stop the outlet pass, and then you have to be able to stop the ball somewhere along the way and not let it just have a free flow down the court. And your guys have to get back. Right now, you know, you look down, there's 3 green jerseys in front of us. And so our guys have to react a little quicker when they see a Hurricane grab the ball.
Quick thoughts on blocking out, Mark.
Critical. Coach talked about it in the pregame show. Have to protect the paint. We can't give them second and third opportunities on the offensive end and then on their offensive end. When we're on offense, we also need to crash the boards a little bit harder. I think that's going to be a real important thing here in third quarter. Third quarter, key segment of this game coming up, guys.
All right, here we go. Starting for the Mules will be Colby Love, Brysack, Foss, DeWitt, and Jakely. For the Dejon Heights Hurricanes, Dejon Hartz, Javier Smith, Devon Mackey. Oh, and a steal on the inbounds pass by Alamo Heights. A shot up and no good for the three-pointer by DeWitt. Rebound off to another one of the starters for Graham Logan. And Alonzo on the court for the Hurricanes. And Darius Govan.
Well, I don't mind that shot at all by DeWitt. I wish he'd look for it a little more often.
He had a good look, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
All right, out to Alonzo. Alonzo takes a three. And his foot was on the line. But it's easier to call from up here.
He got DeWitt to come off his feet that time and took one dribble to the left, got the open shot.
That was that head fake that the Hall of Famer was talking about. Out to Voss in the middle. Over to Colby Love. He takes a shot, and it's good from the key, top of the key. That makes it 27-26. Alonzo brings it up the left side. DeWitt on him. Heights, they put Brysack on Heights. And Jakely is covering Aviar Smith. And that goes off to Logan. And, oh, could have been traveling there. And shooter's roll, it goes in.
They kind of did the Euro step there.
That was the Euro step, huh? Love off the backboard. That long rebound out to Brysack. Back out to DeWitt. He takes another three. It's no good. And lost out of bounds by the Hurricanes. It's a big break by the Mule for the Mules, Danny.
That's an extra possession that you need to take advantage of right here.
So to DeWitt inbound. And nice pass inside. There's going to be a foul. And we'll see who they call it on. They called it on Graham Logan.
Jakel just kind of made a nice little cut right towards the inbounder, right towards the basket down the lane. Got the foul, and he'll be shooting when we come back.
And they're going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them really quickly. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions, 29-26, favor of the Hurricanes.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ to the service that's provided to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number 2XCLA-1785C.
This is Bobby.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. Dave Parker, Mark Supersett, and Danny Porch, and the Hall of Famer David Klaus. To the line goes Braden Jakely. First shot is up and is good. Makes 29-27, favor of the Hurricanes. A one shot left for Jakely. Can bring it within one, and he does not. Rebound off to the Hurricanes. Almost stolen. And a lot of hustle by the Mules trying to get that ball.
Somebody slipped a super ball in on them there.
And Heights, Dejon Heights out on the front. And it goes into the post. Dejon Heights again passes it off to Graham Logan. He takes a long three and boom, he hits it. That's 32-27. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Hurricanes.
Mules need to answer here.
Pass back inside to Jakely. Back outside to Love. Love takes a three. No good, but Voss with a rebound. Back over to Brysack. He stays it. Jakely goes to the hoop. Nothing there. And long shot by Brysack, but no good.
Good ball movement. Ball went in and out. No fault there. Just didn't go down.
And nice pass inside by the Hurricanes. And there's going to be a foul called. It's going to go. And it's going to be on Brysack.
You'll have to be careful. He'll lead. Built to seven. Could go to eight. need to stem the tide here a little bit.
Yeah, third periods can be very bad in basketball. And that's no good. Rebound off to DeWitt. So only a two-point play. Over to Breisach. And DeJon Hart comes out on him. Doesn't appear. And pass out of bounds. DeWitt was looking for Jakely.
Well, that's the second or third time we've had an unforced error.
We'll take a quick timeout as they take a timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company, where the score is 34-27 in favor of the Hurricanes.
Dotsenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Welcome back. Dave Parker, Danny Porch, Mark Supase, and David Klaus, the Hall of Famer. You guys were talking about something, so what's your point?
Well, Mule's only shooting one of six so far after halftime, and obviously that's a problem. I think the bigger problem, frankly, is just that they're turning the ball over, and they're not playing smart when they have it, so... The shots will fall if they get good shots.
All right, we're inbound to DeJon Heights. And back over to Graham Logan. Logan loses the ball to Kobe Love. And up for the the layup is DeWitt. He's going to be fouled by Graham Logan.
If that's... Called it on... Govan instead.
Okay, called it on Govan, Darius Govan. That'll be his second foul, I believe. No, first foul. Only two team fouls on the Hurricanes and one foul on the Mules. They've been pretty well called, pretty cleanly played, and DeWitt misses the first.
You recall one of Coach's keys to victory in the pregame interview was making free throws, and they've got to do better than this.
And DeWitt shoots the second one, and it's a shooter's roll, goes in. 4:52 to go in the third period, 34-28, favor of the Sam Houston Hurricanes.
Mules have gone back to their 2-3 zone.
And over to Heights, and almost stolen by DeWitt there, trying to get into that passing lane. Goes inside and is knocked away, and now stolen by DeWitt. He wings it up the court quickly. Pass inside to Kobe Love. Pressure defense by the Hurricanes. Goes out to Breisach. They slow it down a little bit. They set it up. DeWitt out front. Over to Jakely into the high post on Breisach. He walks.
And called a jump ball.
And a jump ball gets called.
That's another break for the Mules right there.
Yeah, possession arrow their way. They'll keep it at their end here.
Okay, so possession goes to the Mules. It's much easier to call basketball from up here. DeWitt into Kobe Love, over to Breisach. Inside to DeWitt, he shoots it up, and it's off the rim, no good. Controlled by the Hurricanes. Quickly up the court goes Alonso. They try to take a charge, but no call. Voss with the rebound. A three-pointer, no good by DeWitt. DeWitt's gone a little bit cold, 0 for 3 here in this quarter.
Well, both teams going up and down here, neither one getting particularly good shots.
Almost a steal by DeWitt. Alonso for 3, no good. And the foul is going to go against AVR Smith, and DeWitt gets hit pretty hard.
Both players going for the rebound there, and just he got the worst end of the deal, but he did draw the foul.
Dave, I just got a text from a high school friend of mine from 40 years ago. He's listening to us from Dripping Springs. So, hello, David.
All right. You're
enjoying the broadcast up there in Dripping Springs.
All right. Thank you so much for texting in. And if you want to text in to 210-602-3784, I'd love to hear from you. Donovan Phillips is going to come onto the court for DeWitt. DeWitt's a little shaken up. And Mike Shoemaker talks to Coach Brewer.
You know, Dave, we changed to that 2-3 zone defense, and we created two consecutive turnovers and got no points out of it. So, yeah. You know, you pull the right switch, but then it didn't correlate into
points.
But
the light didn't come on.
Yeah, you pull the right switch, but you got to still execute on the other end. Sam Houston showing a little full court press here as the Mules bring it down.
All right, Bryce Heck to dribble up the court. Full court and goes in. The layup goes. Good job, Jim. Bring it, Bryce Heck.
Kind of hung in the air there. Wasn't sure what to do with it and realized I better just take it myself. Ball rattles home for the Mules.
And the Mules have avoided a massive run by the Hurricanes and gotten back into this ball game at 34-30. That was a pivotal point for the Mules. Jerome Heights with the ball. They are content to slow it down a little bit. Jerome takes a three-pointer, and boom, he hits it. That makes it 37-30.
That's their third three of the quarter. That's been a big difference.
Inside. And Colby Love on a give and go. And a nice pass by Colby Williams. Alonzo goes to the bucket. No good. Controlled by Donovan Phillips. Now over to Jet Brysack. He's doubled on the right side. Breaks it and gets the ball stolen by Graham Logan. And a good foul actually there by Colby Love.
Yeah, probably saved the layup that time. Mules again got a little bit frazzled by the pressure on the offensive end, led to the turnover out of the double team.
All right, so that'll be... Sam Houston ball on the side.
Graham Logan's a little bit gimpy after that. He's limping just a little bit. Let's keep an eye on him.
Who was?
Graham Logan, 23.
Graham Logan, okay. Goes out to Dejon Heights. They switch, and Colby Williams ends up on him. That's a kind of a mismatch. And Heights goes to the basket, but then passes out to Walker. To Mackey, excuse me.
As the Mules have transitioned back into the man defense.
Alonzo with the ball. He's covered by... And Heights goes to the bucket, and he puts it in. Dejon Heights is a player. They steal
here.
It. Steps on the line, out of bounds, and it'll be Alamo Heights ball.
Well, that's bullet dodged right there for the Mules.
And Coach Coleman doesn't like the call. But then again, coaches never do. Right, Danny?
Well, I'm not going to go there.
DeWitt over to Brysack. Just let it go.
It's good to see DeWitt back into the game after being shaken up a few minutes ago. He looks fine now out on the court.
Over to Jakely. No, that was Colby Love, excuse me. DeWitt inside takes a shot. No good, but he gets his own rebound. Passes it to Colby Love. He shoots it a little bit short, but a rebound by Williams. And we're going to have a jump ball.
Boy, two huge offensive rebounds there for the Mules, but just could not get the put back.
And Weston Boss going to come into the ball game. And he's going to come for Colby Williams. You know, that was a case where two officials had a different call, and the jump ball, I guess, overruled. 39-32, 1:11 to go here in the third period.
Mules staying in their man-to-man defense here, Dave.
And Alonzo out to now Heights with the ball. He makes a move to the basket, puts it up off, no good, but rebound comes off to the Hurricanes. Now finally controlled by Colby Love. DeWitt brings it up quickly. Passes on the shot. Passes it outside to Donovan Phillips. Out front is DeWitt. 37 seconds to go here in the period. Mules content to bring it out front. Slow it down a bit. And looks like they'll go for one shot here. 39-32. 23 seconds and counting to go here in the third period of play. From the Alamo Convocation Center. Alamo Heights versus the Sam Houston Hurricanes. All right, DeWitt getting ready to set it up and take it to the bucket. Pass it inside to Brysack. A good give and go to And a beautiful to Kobe Love. He just couldn't put it in. Half-court shot by Sam Houston. He misses it. All right, at the end of three from the Alamo Convocation Center, the score is 39-32. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by the John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus of Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 23 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the completely redesigned 2019 ES350, featuring a modern, elegant design with a lower, more aggressive stance. Choose from a powerful yet fuel-efficient hybrid or a 350-horsepower V6, or for the first time ever, an F-Sport model. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
All right, Dave Parker, Mark Supise, Danny Porch, and the Hall of Famer, David Klaus from the Alamo Convocation Center. And this is the last period, Mark.
Well, if they tighten up the defense a little bit, I think they're still going to be fine. They're only down 7 points here going into the fourth quarter, but they've also got to shoot better. They were only 3 of 8 from two-point land in the third period, 0 of 5 from 3, a huge change from the first half where they were really knocking down the three-pointers.
All right, DeWitt with the ball out front over to Bryseck, inside to Voss, back out to Bryseck. He takes a three. It's no good. Rebound to Dejon Heights for the Hurricanes. He brings it up the court.
Hurricanes 3 of 8, third quarter, shooting 3 of 5 from 3-point.
Heights with the ball. He shoots it up. It's no good. And rebound will be go. No. Well, I guess maybe it did touch.
It was tipped on the throw out as he tried to save it back in.
Yeah, it was touched by a mule. I think it was Weston Voss. Alonzo to inbound to Heights. Back over to Alonzo, covered by DeWitt. He goes to the bucket. And back inside, and once again, a lot of second half, and that good hustle by Charlie DeWitt to get that ball, knocked it off of the Hurricanes out of bounds. All right, 39-32, 7:14 to go. DeWitt with the ball. Mark, need a score.
Well, and you know, they were doing a great job. The Mules were in the first half cutting to the basket. They seem to have stopped that, or at least they're not looking for it as much.
Donovan Phillips puts it up. No good. No rebound. A rebound off to Graham Logan. He brings it up quickly.
He traveled. We'd really like to see the Mules do more cutting to the basket, looking for the cutter. They got easy buckets in the first half, and they can do it again if they look for it.
All right. Jay Moore gets a shoe tie. That's very important, the official. And Bryseck to inbound to DeWitt. Over to Donovan Phillips, looking inside for Kobe Love. No play there. Voss with the ball, back out to DeWitt. Over to Donovan Phillips as they change over to the right side of the court. Kobe Love gets it knocked out momentarily, recovers, and goes out to Donovan Phillips. Inside to Voss, he's got Graham Logan on him. Now back outside to Donovan Phillips, out to Bryseck as they move it around. Goes over to the right wing, over to DeWitt. Back to DeWitt, inside to Voss. And back inside to Voss. He takes a shot. It's no good. Man, if he could hit that.
Missed a little turnaround in the paint.
6:07 to go, 39-32. Oh, the steal by Kobe Love as he dribbles up the court quickly. Takes a jump shot. Boom, it's good from the top of the key.
Nice little stop and pop right there on the
stop and pop.
Got a five-point game.
All right, so it's 39-34. Heights with the ball. That's Dejon Heights, not Alamo Heights. And almost a steal by DeWitt.
Mule's doing a great job of getting hands in the passing lanes here on defense. The whole second half they've done that.
Now Alonzo slows it down a bit, 5:29 to go. Five-point ball game, 39-34. Graham Logan, oh, And a travel call. Could have called a charge.
Coach Brewer wanted a charge, and it was the two Alma Heights guys running into each other.
All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Recognition is so important. Nothing is more appreciated by employees, athletes, teammates, and coaches than recognition of their contributions and hard work. Awards Mart features recognition items of all types, including trophies, plaques, clocks, watches, belt buckles, corporate award jewelry, and crystal and glass items. Awards Mart will beat the competition in pricing and quality. Awards Mart at 4831 Whirlwind Drive between Starlight Terrace and the I-35 and 410 Interchange. Call 655-4848 Awards Mart.
Daniel the Deer danced everywhere. He pranced through fields and jigged through rivers. Then he saw it. What a stage! A place no deer had dared dance before. The hood of a brand new car.
Hey, my car!
And the car was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Deer Dance Floor, December 1st, 2014. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Welcome back. I was just talking, and I had my microphone on mute. I hate that. All right, welcome
well,
back.
Not everybody.
Everybody else likes it.
Sorry about that,
I think Danny did that to you, actually, during the break.
All right, Jake Lee to handbound.
You know, if this game stays close, Sam Houston's down to one timeout, and the Mules have four left. That could come into play down the stretch.
Good
if
point.
The Mules can keep it close.
DeWitt on the right wing over to Brysack. Brysack back to DeWitt. Now, Brysack takes a three-pointer, and he finds nothing but air.
It's really been a tale of two halves from the three-point line for this team. It's amazing.
And pretty open shot, actually.
Yeah, not a bad shot at all.
All right, Sam Houston brings it back up. 39-34, inside. Goes to the high post. Can't find anything there. Back to Graham Logan. Set a screen. Back over to Dejon Heights. He pulls it out.
They're going to force the Mules to come out a little bit out here, I think.
Yeah, they want to open up the floor a little bit and give Dejon Heights a chance to move. As they run the weave, that's what they've done for years. And Alonzo looking for can't find anybody. So they run the weave. And might as well be the Harlem Globetrotters as they run the weave. And that's going to be a charge. And a great job by Colby Love as he takes the charge. And that was on Darius Govan. And we need a towel.
That's three fouls on him as well, guys.
And if we were at Alamo Heights, and this was really a home game at Alamo Heights, there would be a ball person down there.
That ball person would be from Woodridge.
Yes.
Would be one of my children out there.
One of your children.
Wiping it up.
Instead, Coach Brewer has to bring it out there.
Great job that time by Kobe Love drawing the charge. We saw the football player in him, of course, Mules quarterback last season on the gridiron. Saw him fearlessly take the charge there and give the Mules a chance to cut this lead from five, maybe down to two if they get a three here.
That's not near as bad as defensive lineman chasing you, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, pass comes in to Kobe Love. He dribbles it down on the left wing. And a beautiful steal by Mackey. He just skied for that ball.
Kobe thought he could lay it up over him, but he couldn't.
And that's another charge, and taken that time by Weston Voss. And that is on Dejon Heights.
Coach, are we looking on team fouls? Are we getting close to being in the bonus?
5-2 favor of now the visitors have five team fouls. And DeWitt brings it up on the right side. Closing minutes of this fourth quarter, 3:56 to go. Mules trying to get back in this ball game, trailing by five. DeWitt tries to direct them around. Gets it down low to Colby Love. Love passes it across court to Voss, over to Brysack. Prysack needs to get back at his shooting hand from the first half and get hot. Over to DeWitt on the left wing. To Jakely. Switch. He goes to the bucket and makes it. Shot over the outstretched arm of Graham Logan.
Well, he drew contact that time. You almost could have called that a foul and given him an and one.
All right, 39-36. Mules looking to get a stop here. 3:10 to go as we get excited here at the Alamo Convocation Center.
Mules stay in their man-to-man defense here.
Graham Logan takes it to the hole. And they try to draw a charge, and they're going to call a block. And that's on Weston Voss. That's one of those things where you take a dive, and they can call it either way, Coach.
Yeah, I really think he was there, but he didn't get enough contact and kind of flopped. And I think the referee said, hey, we've had three charges in a row. We better go the other way here.
Yeah. All right. And taking this free throw will be Govan.
Not that y'all would ever think to balance things up.
No, we never do. 2:57 to go. Govan hits first of 1-1. And a well-called ball game by this officiating crew. I've known all three of them for over 40 years. So
that's 5 minutes into the quarter, and that's Sam Houston's first point. But the Mules haven't caught up yet. That's a scary thing.
That's a scary thing. All right, 41-36, a five-point ball game again. Back into the ball game is A.B.R. Smith for Govan. Inbound to DeWitt. Full court pressure by the Hurricanes. 2:53 to go. And passed off to Brysack on the right side of the court. Brysack over to, and a nice pass inside. Knocked out of bounds, however, by Heights.
Well, and there was one of those cuts to the basket we were talking about a while ago. They tried to get it into the for the layup to Jekyll, just a little bit slow on the pass.
I'll tell you what, a fine ball game here tonight. 2:38 to go, 41-36. Lob pass into Voss, into Brysack, and Brysack, boom, hits it.
Really pretty shot there.
And they'll call timeout. Will Alamo Heights? We'll keep it here, and we'll talk about Offenheiser and Company Insurance. They are a company that has been around for 136 years, which is two more years than Danny Ports has been alive. And they will take care of you for home, auto, business. They take care of Parker Plaza. In fact, I got the bill for Parker Plaza today. We'll talk about that later. You can contact John Hanna or Ross Armon today. Just stop by and say hello. Offenheiser and Company Insurance, serving you since 1882. Give them a call at 210-787-1110, or just go by and see them at 5701 Broadway Suite 103. And we'll mention Order Up one more time.
Order Up, Dave, located at Lincoln Heights Shopping Center in the heart of Alamo Heights. Some of the most amazing hamburgers you've ever eaten. Everything's made fresh right there in the restaurant. Their pizzas, all the ingredients are fresh and just delicious. And then they've got some incredible tacos, including breakfast tacos. So maybe tomorrow morning you get up, and before you head into the office, stop by, grab a bag of breakfast tacos. Make everybody in the office happy when you show up in the morning with a bag of Order Up breakfast tacos. Order Up right there, Lincoln Heights Shopping Center in the heart of Alamo Heights.
You are never late to work when you bring Order Up breakfast tacos to work.
Well, that's true.
Even if you're 30, 45 hour, but you're never late. 41-38, 2:33 to go here. Possession is with the Hurricanes. Dejon Heights holds it out front. He's going to force the Mules to come out of that defense. And Brysack does come out. And he continues to dribble. Brysack on him. Off to Alonzo. Alonzo over to Mackey. Mackey to Graham Logan. Back, and they move the ball around quickly. Only three team fouls on the Mules, so it's going to be a while before they're in the one-on-one, and they take a foul there. And that was on Brysack. It's one of the bad things about not having any fouls when you get into this situation. You've got to come with a bunch of fouls before you can get them in the one-on-one.
Yeah, but 2 minutes is an awful long time to hold the ball without turning it over. So I think the Mules like
and
that right there.
And they turned it over right there.
Thank you.
Way to be a prognosticator. All right, so Tellem Heights ball with 1:50 to go, 41-38. They can tie it with a three.
Well, this would be a great time for Brysack to get hot again. He's leading the team right now, 15 points on the night. And
over to Voss on the left wing. Back in tied to DeWitt, down low. Out to Brysack, outside front. 1:31 to go, 41-38. And they need to go to the basket, however.
Yeah, you don't have to have the three here.
Jakely. Now Voss goes inside. Gets fouled, but is not called. Love with the rebound. Over to Brysack. He shoots a three. No good.
In and out.
And 106 to go. You've got to get some fouls
now
here.
Now you're going to have to start fouling.
And no call. And Sam Houston calls timeout.
That'll be their final one.
And we'll keep it here. Talk to me a few stats there, Mark.
Well, looking at statistics so far, let's see if we can get an update here.
The Hurricanes still have only scored 2 points in this quarter. But, you know, at this point in time, it doesn't even matter because the Mules have only put up six. So they're going to have to work to get those final three somewhere.
Okay, Mules, Mark?
Yeah, Mules shooting only 10 of 31 tonight from two-point range, 5 of 15 from threes, really cooled off from beyond the arc, and only 3 of 7 free throws. So they've left some points there at the free throw line, and that was something Coach talked about. Sam Houston shooting a bit better, 10 of 24 from two-point land, 50%, 3 of 6 from threes. But also 0 of 2 here in the half from the stripe.
All right, so we come down to the final moments of this ball game. 57.43 seconds to go. Sam Houston possession. Only four team fouls by the Mules, so they've got to get three more to get them into the one-on-one.
Well, it's a three-point ball game. They need to just tighten up the defense here and play smart.
And ball goes down low to Graham Logan. They try to double the ball. Goes out front. Now a foul by Jakely. That goes to five team fouls. They'll still need two more to get them into the bonus. 46.39 seconds.
You got time to go for a trap or two before you foul, but not too long.
Well, especially when you got to get two fouls to get them to stop the clock. And it's a steal by Jakely. Good job. Pass off to Colby Love. He goes for the layup, and that's blocked out of bounds. No foul call on Heights. Jerron Heights, it looked like it could have been a foul.
That's why I said you didn't really have to go for the foul right then, as long as they didn't keep it too long, because that steal gets them right in position to get back in the game here.
All right, so 41-38, 29.9 seconds to go. Once again, we've got sweat on the floor and no Woodridge students to clean it up.
Sorry about that.
And if you're the Mules here and you're willing to foul on the defensive end, you don't have to get the three here. You could get a really quick two, foul on the other end, and just extend the game. But I think they'll probably look for the open three here. We'll see what happens, though.
All right, DeWitt inbound to Colby Love, over to Brysack. Brysack over to Jakely. He takes the three off the rim, close, and a foul by DeWitt. That'll be the sixth team foul. It'll still remain Sam Houston possession.
Jakely had a really nice look there in the corner.
Just didn't go.
Yeah, shot it with a man in his face as well. I mean, it was a really good shot.
All right, the next foul will be a one-on-one. And he gets fouled. Officials doing a good job calling that first foul they see. Jakely fouls, and Graham Logan will go to the free throw line. Has he shot any free throws tonight?
No, this will be his first. He's got...
Actually, that's Alonzo on the line.
Yeah, it's Alonzo. And he's got 5 points on the night, but has not shot a free throw.
All right, so the Mules take a timeout. Don't forget Order Up. Don't then forget Offenheiser and Company. Don't forget Parker Plaza. Parker Plaza is... we don't have any units available right now, but we'd still love to see you. 210-602-3784. Next week's ball game will be Lanier, I believe. Well, Edison is on Friday night. That's a big game, according to Coach Brewer. So if you can get out Friday night, we'll not be broadcasting that. That'll be from Edison High School. And we will broadcast next Tuesday. I probably will not be calling the game next Tuesday. It'll probably be one of, hopefully, Bobby Stotzenberger or one of the other guys, the first team.
Is it Tuesday night here? Tuesday night at Lanier. At Lanier, yes. That's what I thought.
I somehow signed up for a game, Holy Cross basketball. So I've got to honor that commitment. So I got to go get yelled at instead of being able to stand up here in calmness.
Well, you've got 18 seconds left on the clock. You're down three. Other team going to the line here. What do you do here, Coach, coming out of this, depending on what they do? Do you push and get the quick two, or do you?
Well, I think it depends on if he makes these free throws or not. You know, if he doesn't make the free throws, you can afford to go for a quick two. If he makes the free throws, you pretty much got to have a three.
Jakely lined up way deep. Heights on him, Jerome Heights, Dejan Heights. He misses the first one, rebounded DeWitt. DeWitt off
a chance to tie
to Colby Love, and a foul called. And that they had a foul to give there.
I was going to say that's pretty smart basketball by the Hurricanes there, because that stopped the clock, stopped the possession, let them reset their defense.
And in the pros, you'd call that a foul to give. So the next one will be one-on-one. But even there, you don't mind shooting one-on-one with 11 seconds to go. DeWitt for the three-pointer. No, it's no good. Off the rim. And they'll call a foul there with 4.73 seconds to go. They'll shoot one-on-one. I believe that'll be Govan on the line.
That's got to be the third or maybe the fourth three-pointer here in the fourth quarter that's gone halfway down the cylinder and come back out for the Mules.
Yeah, DeWitt had a great look at the top of the key for the three to tie the game there with about 6 or 7 seconds left and just did not go.
And Coach Brewer will take a 30-second timeout to ice him. We'll keep it here.
Well, you got to kind of hope that he misses the front end of this again and that you can push it up and get a shot to tie the game. You've only got about 3 seconds and change, though, so you're going to have to move it quickly.
My guess is the Hurricanes will never let you get close to the basket. They'll probably foul you pretty quick as you start to move the ball up the court, because why let you have a chance to tie the ball game?
Exactly.
Even if they miss.
Yeah, free throws don't hurt.
And if they make it, then they're just going to lay down on the floor and start clapping their hands.
After the game, we'll be on the pick and pull post-game show. We'll hear stats from the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. And we'll talk about next week's schedule. Darius Govan on the line. And Jakely is deep with that 4.73 seconds. Got plenty of time to get a shot off if you can just get this rebound. He makes this free throw. It's trouble, and he does.
He's 3 for 3 in the quarter. They're only 3 points of the fourth quarter.
Wow. This kid didn't hit a few shots. That's a difference in the ball game as I see it. If he hits this one, then the fat ladies are going to CBS. And he does. 43-38. Throws into DeWitt. DeWitt tries to draw a foul and shoots it. It's no good. Final score here from Alamo Convocation Center is 43-38 in favor of the Sam Houston Hurricanes. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride comfort systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. Right now, get a complete new system with affordable monthly payments from $72 or no interest up to 60 months. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today, 293-6700.
License number THCLX 1785C.
Thank you for... Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. At times we have Coach Brewer come up for a post-game interview. Hopefully he will come. If he does, we will have him on. And in a moment, the Hall of Famer will bring us the game statistics. But, Mark, thoughts on that fourth quarter?
Well, you know, we talked about it as the fourth quarter went along. The Mules just could not get the ball to go down. It was like there was a lid on the basket. They didn't have particularly poor shots. They just weren't going down. And we saw in the first half, they were on fire from three-point land. They even built a little bit of a lead early in the first half. But second half, they really struggled to get the shots to go down. And I commented on this early in the fourth quarter. I didn't see them cutting to the basket and looking for the cutter, other than that one time we saw the pass inside. I believe it was to Jekyll, and it got kicked out of bounds. So, you know, again, Mules are a scrappy team. They're hanging around with these teams that are at the top of the standings. They easily could have won this game. Unfortunately, the shots didn't go down. I think that was the difference.
Danny?
Well, I talked about before the ball game was looking for to open the offense and get some opportunities. At 34 points, we're going to do it. Well, we had 24 at the half, but then only 15 or 14 in the second half. And we had one guy in double figures with Bryzak's getting 15, but 11 of those were in the first half and only four in the second half. So we just didn't have the offensive firepower in the second half to stay with it. I thought where the game was kind of won was in the third quarter when Sam Houston made three threes, and we didn't make any of our threes, and the lead was stretched just a little bit, and we just didn't have the firepower to get back from a seven-point deficit.
To surmount that.
Right. And so I really thought those three-pointers that they threw in there in the third quarter gave them the separation they needed, and then they were able to hold on despite only scoring 4 points in the fourth quarter with four free throws.
Yeah, how many shots did we have down three to tie it? We missed two or three
right.
possessions there, so...
One of those goes, and it's a different ball game.
Yeah, you can't fault their effort tonight, and even their execution wasn't bad. It just was the shots going down at the wrong times there.
All right, the Hall of Famer is ready to go. Hall of Famer, wait, let's have a little drum roll here. The Hall of Famer, David Klaus, comes on. You know, this is a guy that can do things with a grease pencil that you'll never even want to know.
And we don't really want to talk about it either.
All right, David Klaus.
Alma Heights came up short tonight. 10 of 34 from two-point land, 5 of 15 from the three-point line, and 3 of 7 from the line. Sam Houston was 15 of 31 from the two-point, from the field, and 3 for 6 from the three-point line, 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Individually, Braden Jekyll, 6 points. Charlie DeWitt, this is for Alma Heights, 3 points. Weston Voss, 3 points. Donovan Phillips hit a three-pointer. And Jeb Bryzak was the leading scorer with 15. Kobe Love had 8 points. For the Sam Houston Hurricanes, Dejon Heights had 13 points. Aviar Smith, 4. Duron Mackey, 6. Darius Govan, 4 points. Those four free throws in the final quarter, all four. That's all they scored, and he scored them all. Jesus Alonso, 5 points. Jazwan Prince, 2 points. And Theo Graham Logan, 9 points. And Sam Houston hit almost 50% from the field, 3 for 6 from the three-point line. So just a little bit more efficient than Alma Heights. They just came up short. A couple of those threes could have dropped easily. It was that close. So good game all the way around.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. Thank you, Hall of Famer. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And we'll come back on the Pick and Pull post-game show. Final score was, Danny?
43-38.
We'll be back in a moment.
Listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne.
When you choose a Lexus, you're choosing to experience luxury ownership. As a member of the North Park Lexus family, you'll have access to superior resort-style amenities and exceptional warranties, plus award-winning customer satisfaction. So why settle for less than a Lexus? Experience Lexus the North Park way. A J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence for the customer sales experience and a proud member of the Kaleg Auto Group. I-10 at Dominion Drive or online at northparklexus@dominion.com. For J.D. Power 2019 Dealer of Excellence information, visit jdpower.com/DOE.
Recognition is so important. Nothing is more appreciated by employees, athletes, teammates, and coaches than recognition of their contributions and hard work. Awards Mart features recognition items of all types, including trophies, plaques, clocks, watches, belt buckles, corporate award jewelry, and crystal and glass items. Awards Mart will beat the competition in pricing and quality. Awards Mart at 4831 Whirlwind Drive between Starlight Terrace and the I-35 and 410 Interchange. Call 655-4848 Awards Mart.
Hello, everyone. Alamo Heights goes down in defeat to the Sam Houston Hurricanes. And it's at this point in the game when we have to pick the John Wayne Service Player of the Game. And that John Wayne Service Player of the Game is going to be determined by my partners here. We've got three guys here, so David Klaus, the Hall of Famer, may end up being the deciding vote. I'm going to remain incontinent. No, incognito. And
I hope everybody's heard this off by now.
All right. So, Danny Stardis.
Well, their leading scorer for Sam Houston was Dejon Heights, and he obviously was the playmaker. He moved the ball. He did a lot of good things. But my vote is going to go to Theo Graham Logan, number 23. He had 9 points, but he was a factor defensively all night long. He was around the ball all night, stopped the ball, and his presence just seemed to be everywhere. So that's going to be my vote, but I'm happy either way.
All right, Mark?
Yeah, you know, Coach makes a great point. Graham Logan was a real presence in the paint, just a big-bodied kid. He was their second leading scorer, and he also contributed in a lot of intangible ways. Heights, obviously, Dejon Heights, 13 points, leading scorer, but I'm actually going to go with Coach tonight. I'm going to say Theo Graham Logan is our John Wayne Player of the Game. Now, I know that the Hall of Famer, he pointed a minute ago at Dejon Heights, so that's his vote.
Okay,
as well.
The Hall of Famer says Dejon Heights.
Does that count as two votes? Because
no,
he's a Hall
that
of
only
Famer.
Counts as one, but are you guys going against the Hall of Famer? I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, for tonight, just for tonight.
All right, so give me some stats on Mr. Theo Graham Logan, and make sure you write those down on that sheet for me. And he will be our John Wayne Service Player of the Game. All right, Mark, talk about next week. We've got a ball game Friday night will be Edison, and that's a big ball game. Get out to Edison High School and watch that ball game and support the Mules. And then next week on Wednesday, is it Wednesday?
The 21st.
That will be a Tuesday.
That's actually a Tuesday. That's why I got screwed up there. I had Wednesday blocked that week. But that'll be Lanier, and we'll bring that ball game to you, and that game will be a big one too. So the Mules need to come back. That puts Sam Houston at 6-1 in district, and Alamo Heights in 4-3 in district. Now at this point, if Edison gets beat by Alamo Heights, they can hang in there. They're aiming for that fourth playoff spot. And, of course, they'll finish out the first round, and hopefully they can finish in that fourth spot.
Yeah, well, there's only two teams ahead of them with two. I mean, as far as with two losses right there, and we've got three. So, you know, we're sitting right there in for the contention for the third and fourth spot. So they're not in any trouble as far as that's concerned. They got to get the offensive side fixed on the deal, and they can win some of these games.
Yeah, you know, the game with Edison, I mean, you never want to overlook anybody, but the next game on the schedule is against a team that hasn't won a district game yet, and so you think, okay, if we come and play our game, it could be a get-right game for this team. Get a victory.
A get-right team.
That's right. Get back to 5-3, two games above 500. And then going to that Lanier game, a team that's 5-2 right now, we don't know what their result is going to be midweek this week, but they could be 6-2. Great chance again for the Mules to beat a top team and get right back into the playoff race.
All right, Danny, final score here?
43-38 in favor of the Sam Houston Hurricanes.
All right, for Mark Supasay. Am I saying it right? Supasay?
Supasay.
Supasay. Mark Supasay and Danny Porch and the Hall of Famer. I'm Dave Parker. Till next time. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to High School Basketball, presented by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions. This broadcast has been brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, Frost Bank, North Park Lexus, Thomas J. Henry Injury Attorneys, Kalig Automotive Group, Sports Medicine Associates, Mission Open Air Market, Alamo Colleges District, Pick and Pull, Branded Tees, Awards Mart, and by Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance. Also by these Alamo Heights supporters, Parker Plaza, Order Up Pizza, and Offenheiser Insurance. For an archive of this broadcast, log on to TexasSportsProductions.com, Texas's leader in play-by-play sports coverage. The executive producer of high school basketball on TexasSportsProductions.com is Bobby Stotzenberger.